For the seventh year, the biggest event just for kids is coming to downtown. And with me is resident conductor of the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, Andy Moran, to give us the basics on the seventh annual Downtown Kids Palooza.
Hi, Monica.
Good to see you, Andy.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, this is a chock full of stuff to do. Give me the overview.
Well, it's just a huge collaboration started by the symphony, but for all of the downtown arts and museum organizations to get together and open their doors to families, but mostly to kids.
Really to get tailor them, something for kids.
Exactly, yeah. To get them downtown, to expose them to all the various offerings that they have, and to have everybody have fun. It's all about fun. Everybody's roaming around outside, going from the Museum of Art to a children's concert that's performed by the El Paso Symphony, to park rides in Cleveland Square Park. So you really can't miss. There's something for everybody.
I really appreciate the fact that this kind of an event teaches accessibility, teaches that it's your city, it's for you to enjoy,
and
gets people down there with their kids.
Absolutely.
And just brings out the kid in all of us. And of course, this is next Saturday. That's March 29th. Starts at 10:30 a.m., goes through 5 p.m. What are some of the venues?
Well, the Plaza Theater, for one, the El Paso Symphony will be giving two concerts, one at noon and one at 2 o'clock. And we have a great jungle-themed concert involving the symphony, of course, but also some jazz musicians and a narrator telling all about the different instruments in the symphony with a really fun kids story. We have the museums going on. We have various performers going on outside of the theaters. And so it's really that whole arts district that now we've kind of cultivated here in El Paso, getting together and making it work for everybody.
Ah, it's going to be a blast. And the next day, there's a very important annual concert. Tell me about that, which will be on Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m. at the Plaza Theater.
The symphony, probably as most people listening know, has been in El Paso, an institution in El Paso for over 80 years now. But just in the last 10 years, the last decade or so, we have added some really important educational departments. We have our El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestra Program, which has 260 students from all over the area
so
participating.
Exciting.
And then this year, we launched our new program in downtown El Paso at Hart Elementary called Tocando. And that's for elementary age students there at Hart Elementary to get some instrument instruction and academic tutoring. And so what we do on this Sunday at our side-by-side concert is we put everybody together, all the symphony musicians, all the youth orchestra musicians, all of the tocando musicians, and we have them play together.
And what's the youngest musician on stage?
We're going to have first graders, so we're talking 5, 6 years old, all the way up through our seasoned professional musicians.
That must be fascinating. Tell me some of what you've seen happen on the stage when these musicians are getting together and
well, first of all, getting everybody on the stage is quite the feat in itself.
Yeah.
But then to see the older students and the symphony musicians really interact and share their experiences back and forth. And it's not just the symphony musicians teaching the younger kids, but I also see the younger musicians kind of reminding the symphony musicians of what it was like when they were in high school, when they were in middle school and elementary, first picking up that instrument, trying to play that piece by Beethoven, and really, you know, kind of reminding them of what it was all about.
And what about the Tocando program, which is, as you mentioned, very new? What are the results that you've seen coming from that? Any particular stories?
Well, we've seen kids just really grow and develop. The program is very intensive. We have them coming for 2 hours every day from Monday through Thursday.
Oh, that's a lot of time.
And so it's a great amount of time with our mentors and with our teachers. And now they're playing violins and cellos. And as soon as we got them those instruments in their hand, we saw them just light up. And we've had now teachers there the school pull us aside and say, you know, the students that are in the Tocando program are exhibiting so much more in terms of their classroom development and how they're able to interact with their classmates. So we're seeing some really marvelous results there.
And you mentioned programs and educational aspects. Are you able to assist in the provision of the instruments themselves?
Everything is provided for free for the instruction, the instruments, the access to concerts and other activities for them to kind of round out their education. Everything's provided by the symphony and, of course, our great sponsors here in the city.
It takes so much more than people who have never been involved in an orchestra or a classical performance of any kind realize to really become an orchestra player. For example, what is the cost of some of these instruments, even at the basic level?
Even a basic violin will cost you a couple hundred dollars.
And then the bow.
And the bow and the case and the repair that's needed to make sure mm-hmm. that it's in a proper playing condition. So all of that goes into the program. But it's really a labor of love that the symphony's taken on with this program and also with the youth orchestra and Kids Palooza, too. I mean, it's all of these things coming from the symphony for the community. That's what we're here for.
One of the things I love about the whole idea of the orchestras is, making geeks popular. you're chuckling as
you
have
a
know
place
what
to
I'm
fit
talking
in.
About.
Everybody needs their thing.
For
some, it's music. There's many other avenues, but a lot of people really are inspired and take a lot of motivation out of what they do on their musical instrument.
Well, for the people who are familiar with and have attended the Kids Palooza and the side-by-side concerts before, anything new and unexpected for this
Well,
year?
I think for the kids, especially on Kids Palooza, since it's a jungle theme that the symphony is kind of fostering here, we're going to have Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood from PBS and also Curious
boy.
George there roaming the streets. I know that parents will really want to get their kids some pictures with that. But every year, more people are coming on board, and mm-hmm. we see more and more people in the community here, 30,000 people spending their Saturday and their weekend with the symphony downtown.
Well, thank you so much for continuing to get it all together and make this happen. My guest today is resident conductor of the El Paso Symphony, as well as music director of the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestras, the man with no spare time, Andy Moran, who's been telling us about the 7th annual Downtown Kids Palooza next Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at basically the Plaza Theater and all areas surrounding the plaza in the downtown area, the museums, everything, the works. And then on Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m. at the Plaza Theater, the 7th annual side-by-side concert. The prices for the concert are extremely reasonable. For all the information, go to epso.org or call the symphony office at 532-3776. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Monica.